If I could have your attention in the media center, we're going to start our post-race media availability. We're now joined by three of our four championship four contenders. Noah Gragson, driver of the number 18 Safelite Auto Glass Toyota. Johnny Sauter, driver of the number 21 ISM Connect Chevrolet. And Justin Haley, driver of the number 24 Fraternal Order of Eagles Chevrolet. If you have a question, please raise your hand and we'll get you a mic. We'll start here in the corner.
Justin Schuler, Speedway Media. Noah, you had a couple restarts at the front. Did you have a preference or did you see any kind of advantage with the inside versus outside?
I don't know. The second to last one I restarted, I was running second, and I had to restart on the outside. And I'm thinking, man, that, I don't know why you would choose the bottom as the leader with all the speedy dry down, just because there's not a lot of grip, and there wasn't a lot of grip down there. So was able to prevail in that restart with about 14 to go and on the outside. And so I'm like, hell yeah, man, like this thing's rocking and rolling now. We're looking at victory lane, and my good buddy Riley Herbst spun out or something, and we had to restart again on the outside. And I really thought, I ran the scenarios through my head. I thought, man, the 98's probably going to body slam me down in one and two on the first lap if I take the outside. If I take the inside, I'm going to be put three wide middle just the way the motors are with the 16 having the open motor. So really we were in a lose-lose position. And ended up taking the top, and the 98 got split by the 16, and we ended up getting body slammed. But I don't know. I guess it's just hard racing, short track racing. You know. Most importantly, we're gonna be racing for a championship next weekend, and I know my crew guys, everybody at Cowbush Motorsports on the Safelite Auto Glass team, they definitely earned it. Safelite Auto Glass. It's gonna be their first time at Homestead next year or next weekend. So really excited.
We'll go up front.
Johnny, there was a point in the race where you got on the radio and just said this is embarrassing. Sorry. You said this was embarrassing. What was going on with your truck that you just really couldn't seem to get any momentum going forward?
Yeah, I mean, we just struggled all day from the word go right off the truck. No balance, loose, and you tried to work that out of it, and then it would just get to plowing. And so at the beginning of the race, I was sideways, and we made one round of wedge in the left rear, and it went to just absolutely chattering through the front tires. And so we took that back out, and then the last half of the race, we were sideways again. So just no balance, no grip. So I'm not sure what we're doing or what we're not doing, but we kind of sucked at Texas, and we kind of sucked tonight. So if we do that again next week, it won't be good.
And what was the final diagnosis on your truck, Justin?
Just an oil line. Broke, got cut, soft line, just from a piece of debris hit it. I do not have plans for next year. Obviously, chasing the championship is going to be helpful. And if we get the championship, it'll try to secure what I... Some of the stuff I got working for next year, I'm not going to be sitting on the couch. I hope not, but nothing to announce right now.
We'll go next to Chris and then to Bob.
Yeah, Chris Knight, CatchLines.com for any three. This looks like to potentially be the strongest championship four field we've had in a long time. And how do you guys feel about the race itself, intense-wise, race-wise? We'll see you next week in Homestead.
Depends on, you know, what they're going to do for engines. If it's a race like tonight where you've got built motors running against spec motors, who the hell knows? I mean, it's a joke. You know, I got nothing good to say about it. It's embarrassing. So you race with guys with built motors, and they just drive away from you here. So if they do that next week, who knows what the advantage will be. Torque is a huge advantage at a place like that and gear. I like to call it torque multiplication. So, you know. We'll just go down there and race our tails off and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Johnny on the motor thing. When Elmore runs sim, you know, through the motors, everything's pretty accurate. You know, in qualifying, we're very close, but we get 20, 30 laps into the race, and the 16 truck had a built motor. The 19, Derek Krause, it's his first race, had a very strong truck. So on places that wear tires, and tonight and especially next weekend at Homestead, there's going to be a lot of tire wear. It's going to be game over for us guys in Elmore. So we only can do as much as we can.
Yeah, I'm just excited for my team to have the opportunity to race for a championship, and we're going to work hard this week to do the best job we can do, and we're going to go down fighting, that's for sure.
With Bob Pockris, ESPN, I have two. First for Johnny, considering the season that you've had, have you just kind of been waiting in some ways for Homestead? Have you just, because you knew, I would think, that you'd have a good shot of getting there and vying for the title?
Well, I mean, obviously you put your best effort forth every week, you know, to try to, you know, even though we won Martinsville, we went to Texas and tried to do our best, and we came here tonight trying to do our best, and the last 2 weeks have been a struggle, like I mentioned. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, when you win the first race of the year, you got a chance to race for a championship because you're pretty much locked in the playoffs. So, you know, having said that, it's been a great season, and six wins has been great. And you almost sit here and say, if you don't get the championship, it's a disappointment. But there's three other guys that want to win the championship as well. So we got to go down there and you know, do our best. And I hope we're the guys holding the championship trophy, but you just never know.
And for Noah, there was some talk before this weekend that people might take some pretty aggressive chances at the finish because it's in the turn. And if you don't necessarily want your truck for next year, you can be pretty bold. Did you have any thoughts or think if you were close enough to the lead that you would do something that maybe we hadn't seen?
I don't know. It wasn't really on my radar, just scenario based. So it didn't happen. So I don't know. I can't really make a comment on it.
Next to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, kickonthetires.net and PRN. For all y'all, but first with Johnny, you know, you do strike the fear into hearts of some drivers out there on the track because you are known to be aggressive and to you go for the win. Are you hoping that helps your advantage next week going into Homestead and that you're going all out? And for the other guys, are they worried about, you know, going up against a wily veteran like that?
Oh, I'm scared. I mean, I'm on the edge of my seat trying to race Johnny every week.
I was going to say, I think these guys couldn't give a crap less. So, and I know if I was them, I wouldn't either. So, you know, to be honest with you, I'm not even worried about these guys. I mean, I know that I have to worry about myself and worry about my truck and get it driving and get the balance as best as I can. And if we do that and we race right and race smart all night, we should have a good shot at it. And I think at the end of the day, if you go down there and you put your best effort forth and you come up short, that's just the way it is. You know, last year was one spot short, 1 point. And, you know, you do your best and it sucks, but that's the way it is. You know what I mean? But I don't think these guys could care less about, you know, me racing hard because everybody races hard all the time.
Go ahead.
Question for Johnny. You just said earlier the other guys were driving away from you. Does it mean your engine lost power?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like I was soft all night under the hood, and I have no problem saying that, you know. But, you know, when you're racing against built engines that obviously can turn a lot more RPMs and they have an advantage shifting, you come to a place like this, you know, that's an advantage. So these guys can both tell you. I mean, you race against it. You can get a run on a guy, be way faster than a guy, and if he's shifting, it's really, really hard to get by him. So at least it was for me. But, you know, obviously I wasn't handling the greatest tonight, so it was probably a little bit harder for me. But, you know, that's just kind of some of the things that we've dealt with all year, and that's the way it's been. So this is nothing new. It's kind of been a problem at some places throughout the course of the year.
We'll go next to Lee, and then here.
Engine aside, though, as strong as your team has been this season, are you genuinely concerned going into Homestead? I mean, just with how your team's performed over the last, you know, you mentioned last week and this week, are you genuinely concerned about your team as a whole going into Homestead?
Well, I feel like the truck that we're taking is a truck that we've been kind of saving. It's a really good truck, and it's very well balanced, and we've had some success with that truck this year. So
Where'd you run it?
Vegas was the last time we ran it. So, having said that, I feel good about the setup package there. I mean, it's going to be what I consider a more traditional type setup stuff. So, concerned. I'm always concerned, me personally, because, you know, I've won races and I'm still concerned. You know what I'm saying? That's just my nature. But, you know, you can't ever count anybody out. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes racing so crazy and exciting to watch sometimes, is you just never know what's going to happen. So you can go down there and have everything going your way, and a valve stem could fall out of the wheel with 10 laps to go. So those are the things that, you know, you think about, and those are things that you can't control ultimately. But you just never let your guard down, or at least I don't. And I feel like it's been working out pretty good for us. But I feel like we're hitting on all 8 cylinders. We've got a great group of guys. I got a great team. And we'll get it right.
Christian Coley, frontstretch.com, right over here. This question's for all 3 of you. Y'all, the series was the first ones to get to run on the new layout of Phoenix Raceway. Can you comment on what you thought of the new layout, and if you liked it, and if you think it should go back to the old one?
Well, we're not really going to change anything, so it was great.
Kathy Brown pinning outside the box. Noah, you had that one stop during the race that looked like it was going to be a disaster for you.
It was a disaster.
It was a disaster. Yeah. But on the radio, you stayed so calm and so focused, and it was so uncharacteristically, easy word for me to say, you. And even now, you just seem so monotone. You should be so excited you're running for a championship, but yet you just don't seem like the normal Noah. What's going on?
I'm just execution focused on what I got to do next weekend.
Are there any final questions? All right. Thank you for joining us, gentlemen, and good luck next weekend.